Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The story that was told today in Luke's gospel is a little strange. It's a little strange because everywhere that Jesus went, when he healed people, everyone jumped on the bandwagon. There was one story where Jesus healed one person, and then they said that all the townspeople ran to their homes and dragged out all the sick and had them waiting for Jesus. You could understand that, couldn't you? If we knew that there was someone, just one person, who could cure cancer, that person would have a line out his door day and night. But this story is very strange, because the townspeople did not appreciate the healing and did not want Jesus to do any more. You see, they thought they had the problem solved. There was a wild man in town, and they had tried everything with this man. I'm sure that the people started out compassionately with him, but after a while they could see that nothing that they could do would help him. So they let him run wild. And as long as he was out by the tombs and running around crazy, they were going to leave him there. Perhaps he had family, perhaps not, we don't know. But then he had an encounter with Jesus. And in that encounter, Jesus orders this wildness out of him, the demons out of him. They go rush into a herd of swine, and those pigs drown in the lake. And the people said, "Leave us alone." Can you blame them? The reason that they wanted him out was because they had to deal with this healing in their pocketbooks. Because of this man being healed, they lost so much. They lost a whole herd of pigs, and they were not pleased. I guess they thought, what if he heals somebody else? What else is going to go? Maybe the sheep are next. And I ask the question, how much is a soul really worth? How much are people really worth? Now, if this was a prominent citizen, if this had been a person that everybody loved, if this had been a person that had a lot of family members, I'm sure they would have said it's a small price to pay for healing. But this was a nobody who was a pest. And when he was clothed in his right mind, instead of replacing the pigs, they said, "Get out. You affected our livelihoods. How much is a human being worth?" Somebody that's not part of our family, that's not part of our social circle, who needs help. How much work should we do? How much expenditure should we have? How much effort do we need to take for someone who we do not know? How much is a soul worth? We had to come to terms with that. In my last church, when I first got there, I was called there because it was a congregation that had been founded and was going well until the whole neighborhood changed. And as is customary, sometimes when there's an institution that has been founded with one set of people, it's hard to change. And they were finding it very difficult to reach out to a neighborhood that was very different from the people in the church. And I was called to help them with that process. I was called understanding that the church had undergone redevelopment. And this was a program of the wider church to help small, struggling churches. The minute I got there, And a new administration took place. Now, I know this never happens in other institutions. A new administration came in the Moravian Church, and they didn't quite see what the others had said, and so all our funding was cut off. So this little church had to reach out with no funding. And then we realized something else as I studied the demographics, that one race really hated the other and vice versa, but both races hated the immigrants. So we figured, being good Moravians, who do you reach out to? The people who are not loved. So we started to reach out to the immigrants, which was not an easy thing because we had no cultural understanding. And at that time in the 90s, it was mainly Nigerian folks who were coming into the area. So that's who we reached out to. We also decided one way to reach out was to have a children's ministry. Everybody worked during the day. So our children's ministry had to happen in the evening time. So folks would work all day, come at night to minister to the area kids. Now, unlike here, if you put out a sign or put an ad in the paper, everybody comes. There we had to canvass all the neighborhood in order to get just a few children to come to this program. We had about 30 or 40 the first year, and we decided we'd offer something to the adults too. So one lady who was a nurse decided that anyone who came, she would also offer a class on infant CPR. And I think five adults said that they would come in. And one was one of our immigrant families, this young man who had two little children. And he came to the course and really enjoyed it. The next week, his little girl was choking. And his wife was screaming at home, and she called 911. But by the time they came, the girl was fine because he had been through that course and saved his little girl's life. She is now a college graduate and works in her community. How much is a soul worth? This same man got very sick, and he had pancreatic cancer. He was the sole breadwinner of his family. And so that little church, who did not have endowments, who did not have deep pockets, who went from paycheck to paycheck, had to figure out how to keep this family afloat. And so every month, a group of us would get together and basically use our grocery money, some portion of it, so that this family could have a roof over their heads and food on the table. And this went on until he died. How much is a soul worth? His widow is a guidance counselor in the public school system, and she takes care of at-risk children. She remembers to this day what the church did for her. How much is a soul worth? You see, sometimes we can look at people who are cured and who are redeemed by God and say, thank you, isn't that wonderful, and go on. And other times, God requires us to put forth the effort, to put forth the sweat and the tears in order to bring people to him. So the challenge to us this morning is, how much is it worth? I believe there's two types of people here today. One might even identify with the man who was possessed by demons. Life is such a mess that screaming out in the graveyard might seem like a pretty good idea. And if you feel that way, take heart. You are of a tremendous value to Jesus. Or you might feel like the townspeople. You know, I don't mind helping, but sometimes God asks an awful lot. There are people that will be coming to our shores that are of infinite value to Jesus. How much are we willing to pay? Let us pray. Lord, although we might feel sorry for the townspeople and the pigs, we're so grateful that you saw infinite value in that poor lost soul that day. And we ask that you would help us to see infinite value in the people who are lost and hurt.